Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The Wisdom Series continues today with Does Your Wisdom Match Your Purpose? And this is part one. Now here's Pastor Steve.
David was a shepherd who became a king. And it was because his wisdom matched his mission. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 and verse 5, it says, David went out wherever King Saul sent him and behaved wisely. And Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people and also in the sight of Saul's servants. I want to tell you today something that the Holy Spirit already said. Everyone present here and everyone listening to my voice has been given a God-assigned destiny greater than you can imagine. We see this throughout the entire Bible. God said to Moses, who was hiding in the desert, come deliver my people from Egypt and take them into the promised land. He also called a man named Gideon who was hiding out, a mighty man of valor. He said, you're going to be a warrior who can defeat armies. Each of these men asked God, how is this possible? How is this going to happen? God's reply both times was, I'll be with you. Now, folks, you may be hiding in an office. You may be working as a field rep. You may even own your own business. But one day, God is going to visit you to do greater things. But my question today is, will your wisdom match your assignment? King Solomon, realizing the scope of his responsibilities as the new king, prayed for wisdom and God granted it. Now, you ask, will God give me an assignment that can change lives? Well, he gave it to Jesus. He gave him an assignment like that. And Jesus said to us as his disciples, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you. Jesus came to change the world by offering his life. Folks, God has sent us here to do something. Not to be closet Christians, but to change the world through his word. The Bible says we are light. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. Salt influences the flavor in things. But truth be told, some of you have gone flat in that you're not using your influence to sow God's word in the lives of the people around you. It's time to get into the game. It's time to step up to the plate. It's time to get ready to take the shot. Because this is your time, folks. Listen, time is winding up. How many of you really know that time is winding up? All you have to do is look at the world and the condition that this world is in. It can't sustain itself like this very much longer. In fact, the Bible shows us that our current events is right in line with Bible prophecy. In fact, the rapture of the church is really the next event on God's prophetic calendar. There's really nothing that has to be done before the church is raptured and taken to heaven. What does that mean? That means God wants to use you. That means God is about to use you. That means there's an assignment that has been given to you to do something that is going to affect other people's lives for good and for eternity. God has given us incredible potential and power. And he does it by living through us, through the Holy Spirit, and moving through our lives to touch the lives of others. Listen to what it says in Ephesians chapter 3 and 20. God's power is at work in us. And you thought it was you. It's not you. It's God's power. It's the Holy Spirit's power. And the verse says, by this power, he can do infinitely more than we can ask or even imagine. Folks, God created you to live successfully. And he did it by you possessing divine wisdom. That's why we're talking about it today. Because wisdom is the key that unlocks your potential, your promotion, and your prosperity in life. The question is, does your wisdom match your mission? Would you help me preach this message today? Ask the person next to you, ask them this question. Does your wisdom match your mission? What's so important about wisdom? Well, the Bible calls wisdom the principal thing. In Proverbs chapter 4 and 7, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She shall bring you honor when you embrace her. She will give to you a head, she will give to your head an ornament of favor, a crown of glory. She will deliver to you. Folks, the Bible is saying that wisdom should be at the top of your list for a successful life. That word principle there means the first thing. The first thing in time, the first thing in place, and the first thing in order of rank. You should be seeking wisdom for your life every single day. Now, what is wisdom? Well, I want to begin by talking about godly wisdom. Godly wisdom is the mind of God revealed. It is the spiritual and natural application of knowledge. It provides discernment and special insight obtained from God. It provides understanding of biblical principles that we apply to our lives. Folks, you need to obtain godly wisdom to make right choices and right decisions that will affect your destiny. So let's get right to it. How can we measure the amount of wisdom that we possess? I'm just going to give you a few answers to that. Number one, wisdom is determined by your reverent fear of God. Listen to what it says in Proverbs chapter 9 and 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. In Job chapter 28 and 28, it says, the fear of the Lord is true wisdom. And to forsake evil is real understanding. If you've got real understanding, you understand you can't keep doing evil. Because it's only a matter of time before you get caught and something bad happens to you. Now, what is the fear of the Lord? The definition of the fear of the Lord, again, it's a reverential awe of God. It's worship and complete submission to God's authority. You recognize God is in charge. He is really the one who's supposed to be in charge of your life. In Psalm 53 and 1, it says, only fools say in their hearts, there's no God. And God says they're corrupt and their actions are always evil. Now, folks, God tells us as Christians that we're commanded to serve him with fear and reverence. In Psalm 2 and 11, it says, serve the Lord with reverent fear and rejoice with trembling. Let me give you another verse in Philippians 2 and 12. It says, wherefore, my beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Some people say, I don't want to be afraid of God. Folks, the more you find out who God is, you're going to realize how awesome he is and the power that he has. And that's just natural for you to say, oh my goodness, God is awesome. Listen, if God tells me to do something, I know I've got to respond to that. What is that? That's reverent fear. I'm working out my own salvation with fear and trembling when I recognize God is really in charge. I'm not in charge. He's the one who's supposed to be in charge. In fact, Moses prayed that God would show him his glory. In Hebrews 12 and 21, it tells us what happened when he did. Moses said, he said, he was so terrified at the sight of God that I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. See, the more you know God, the more you recognize his awesomeness, and the more you become reverently fearful to disobey him. And that's a good thing. When God called Moses to ask the children of Israel to meet him on Mount Sinai the first time, the Bible says he came, and when he came, the top of the mountain was like a furnace. It was set on fire. And then there was an earthquake. The people were at the bottom of the mountain. The Bible says there was a sound of trumpets blowing. Ooh, ooh. And they got closer and closer. And as it got closer and closer, the people started backing up further and further. And Moses said, don't be afraid. God is just trying to show you that, listen, it's good for you to be afraid of him. This is the kind of power he has. This is what can happen to you if you don't obey God. Listen, the fear of the Lord is a good thing. Look at the person next to you, and could you just please tell them the fear of the Lord is a good thing. Yeah. See, you've got to understand God. And know that he loves you. He doesn't want you to make a mistake. Wisdom, in fact, the beginning of wisdom is possessing the fear of the Lord. Number two, wisdom is measured by your obedience to God. There are a lot of dumb people and even dumb Christians because they refuse to obey God in everything.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a quick look at the messages coming your way on the radio ministry this week and in this Sunday service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. As we continue our series in the book of Revelation, the Bible reminds us to read and study this book because it will impart a divine blessing. Revelation chapter 1 and 3 says, God blesses the one who reads the words of this prophecy to the church, and he blesses the one who listens to its message and obey what it says, for the time is near. While on earth, Jesus was asked by his disciples concerning the time and the details of his second coming. And this is what he said in Mark chapter 13 and 32. No one knows the day or the hour when these things will happen. Not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. Only the Father knows. However, Bible prophecy reveals that we are living in the season of Christ's soon return. Keep listening daily to the programs every day to understand what that means to you and your family. I would like to invite you this Sunday to Spirit Life Church. I am sure that God will speak to you and his presence will be so real. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
We will be airing these informative messages on the book of Revelation over the next few weeks. Be sure and join us daily right here on KDKR. And we encourage you to be with us at the church for our uplifting live service every Sunday morning at 10. The church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. If you would like more information about our ministry, be sure and check out the website at aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now listen to what it says in Proverbs 10 and 8. It says, the wise in heart will receive his commandments. Deuteronomy 8 and 6 says, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. It says in chapter 30 and verse 19, today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you will make. We all have a choice. to obey God or disobey God, but your wisdom will be measured by your obedience or lack of obedience to God. The Bible says, oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. Do you realize that every decision that you make in life influences another life? Some people say, oh, we're just two consenting adults and what we do doesn't bother anybody. Some people are so deceived. Here the Lord calls us out, especially in our families, when we think that what we're doing is not hurting anyone. He says here in his word, oh, that you would choose life, obey the Lord, so that you and your descendants might live. You affect your children by the decisions and the choices you make. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long. Number three, wisdom is measured by how you treat others. Proverbs 11 and 12 says, he who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor. See, a wise person treats people the same way they want to be treated. In Matthew chapter 22 and 37, Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Now listen to what he says in verse 39. And a second is equal in importance. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all of its demands of the prophets are based upon these two commandments. Folks, God does not only want us to love him, he wants us to love our neighbors. He wants us to treat everyone fairly and with equity. He wants us to treat people with the same respect we want to be treated with. And let me just say, God will judge those who are in charge who act inappropriately. We've got a lot going on in our society right now with so many different movements. But I'm giving you the biblical perspective. You have to understand that a person who harms others with their words and with their actions will be judged. That's a biblical principle in Luke chapter 12 and 45. Listen to what the Lord said. This was a story that he spoke to the people to make them understand what I'm saying to you. If the servant that is in charge should say in his heart, my master is a long time in coming, and should begin to beat the men servants and the maids, that servant's master will come on a day that he does not expect him, and in an hour that he doesn't know of, and will punish him severely and make him share the lot with the unfaithful. See, your wisdom is measured by how you treat others. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 3, it tells us, never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor both with God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Now, let me just say something, folks, because a weird thing happens. The most humble people become full of pride when they're promoted. And they flip on you. They change on you. Sometimes those who put them in authority are not even aware of it. But listen to me. When you operate in pride, you will always end up demoted. Count on it. And people will not want to be around you. Now, where the Bible says you should have loyalty, always remember this, that your first loyalty is to God. Always to God. And then secondly, your loyalty should be to people who are doing the right thing. Sometimes people who are normally right do the wrong thing and they need to be checked. They need a little correction. How many of you know that sometimes God puts people in your life to help you to be corrected? How many of you know that? How many of you like that? Nobody. But it's true. It really happens. Kindness is a true measurement of wisdom. The Bible says, then you'll find favor with both God and people. Number four, obedience will cause God to release even more wisdom into your life. Daniel and his friends were captured by Babylon. There was a war, and King Nebuchadnezzar grabbed some of the brightest of the young people that were captured and made them his advisors. And so Daniel and his friends were made advisors. And the Bible tells us in Daniel 1 and 5, the king ordered that they be served from the same menu as his royal table. That sounds like that's some good food, doesn't it? Well, it kind of was the kind of food that they were not supposed to be eating because of their religious diets of being Jews. So Daniel determined that he would not defile himself by eating the king's food or drinking his wine. So he went to the head of the palace staff and asked for them to exempt him from the royal diet. Now, folks, please understand, Daniel did not give an application for this job. Daniel didn't ask for this job. He was not even really in good terms to ask this. In fact, by refusing to eat the king's food, he was placing his life in jeopardy. But he didn't care. He did it anyway. And God was so pleased that he blessed him and gave him greater wisdom and greater health. Listen to what the Bible says in verse 15. At the end of 10 days, because Daniel said, hey, just give me 10 days. If I look puny, if I don't look good, I promise you I'll go on that diet. And he said, now, Lord, I'm putting you to the test. 10 days. At the end of 10 days, Daniel and his friends looked healthier and better nourished than the other young men who had eaten from the king's table. So after that, the attendant fed them only vegetables instead of the food and the wine that was provided to the others. Verse 17, and God gave these four young men an unusual aptitude for understanding every aspect of literature and wisdom. And God gave Daniel the special ability to interpret the meaning of visions and dreams. When you seek to please God, even at the peril of your own life or a relationship or anything that's going to really cost you something, God is going to give you even more wisdom. Now, where can we obtain wisdom? Well, I just kind of said it to you. Proverbs 2 and 6, it tells us that wisdom is a gift from God. The Bible says, for the Lord gives wisdom, and out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Folks, you cannot get divine wisdom from anywhere else. You can't pay for it. It is something that is God gives to the righteous, to those who follow Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Now, what must you do to obtain that wisdom? Well, the first thing is accept Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. But God says you need to ask for it. You need to say, Lord, please give me your wisdom.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part one of Does Your Wisdom Match Your Purpose? Be sure and join us tomorrow for part two. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I'm so glad for this opportunity to be able to pray with you. I don't know your needs, but God certainly knows them. So let's pray together. Father, we ask that you would bless every individual in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Father, you are a God of blessing. You know the needs of the people today. We believe you today in the name of your precious son, Jesus, to meet every need. And we thank you for it in his name. Let's say amen. Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. God bless you and keep listening.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.